I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News. Lawmakers around the country are expressing concern about the dangers of weaponized drones in the hands of both civilians and, in some cases, law enforcement. Five states have passed laws banning the possession or use of weaponized drones, and legislation limiting or prohibiting their use entirely in Connecticut is expected to come up in the next legislative session. The Federal Aviation Authority, or FAA, has been investigating a case from Connecticut involving weaponized drones. I spoke with journalist Gary Stoller, who's written about that and possible drone legislation in the state, for the Connecticut Health Investigative Team. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Well, thanks for having me on.
Could you begin by just going back a little bit over the incident that's led to Connecticut being in many ways at the center of this controversy over weaponized drones?
There were two Clinton residents, the Howitts, Austin and his dad, and they uploaded YouTube videos of a drone in their backyard. One was with a pistol equipped drone, the other one was a flamethrower equipped drone. And the flamethrower, I believe, also roasted a turkey that was on a spit. And they uploaded these videos to YouTube, and it caused sort of a national controversy on drones carrying weapons.
So are there federal regulations about this at this point?
Well, it's a little bit vague. When they did their videos, the FAA did not have really specific regulations regarding drones. You have to now register your drone with the FAA. That law came into effect this past August. But the Howitts, when they posted the YouTube video, as I said, it was before the FAA regulations.
And do we have an idea about how many drones, for example, are registered here in Connecticut?
Well, the last look of a state-by-state database had, this was as of last May, was about 5,700 in Connecticut. Nationally, as of December, there were 632,000 registered. So that number in Connecticut is probably much larger now, but there's no really public data on it yet.
So what do you anticipate in the next session a proposal might look like?
Last year, the House passed legislation that would prohibit weaponization of drones, but there are a lot of budget matters going on. The Senate did not get to vote on it. Some Connecticut lawmakers have said they expect that a legislation that will prohibit weaponization of drones will probably be considered in the next session, and they see no opposition to it.
Let's talk a little bit about what the arguments are on the various sides of this question. I mean, is there an argument, for example, that weaponized drones could really help or benefit police in, for example, going in and breaking up a mob with tear gas or rubber bullets or tasers?
I'm sure there are some people who believe it could help police, but it seems most police departments are not lobbying for it or trying to get it. I talked to Paul Fitzgerald, who is the Berlin police chief, but he really was talking for the Connecticut Police Chiefs Association, and he said that the police chiefs in all the towns plan to draw up a policy that will not allow weapons to be used on drones by law enforcement. He did admit, say, though, they could be a great tool for search and rescue missions, traffic investigation. So he thinks the drones could be a help for law enforcement in the future, although he is not pro-weaponization of the drone.
And what about the question of privacy rights?
I think that's certainly a concern that drones could intrude on privacy. The FAA's new rules say the operator must be in a line of sight of the drone, so you can't just sort of sneak a drone into someone's backyard where you're not and take a look at whatever you want to look at. I think we have a new technology where we're trying to understand the landscape. There's obviously great uses for drones for, you know, checking power lines, for all kinds of functions for business particularly, and also even recreational use. If it's done properly, it can be an interesting device. I think, like, you know, when we first got cell phones, it's a new frontier, and we all thought cell phones were great until there were radiation concerns and hearing that terrorists could explode bombs with them and other limitations, and texting while driving and things on your cell phone. So it's sort of a new area that we're, you know, trying to explore, and hopefully can do it correctly and with proper safety and proper concerns about privacy. And hopefully it can be a device that the future will say was a great invention.
Well, Gary Stoller, thanks for talking.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate you having me on.
Gary Stoller is a journalist for CHIT, I'm Diane Orson with WNPR News.